Tony Romo turned the ball over 6 times, including 5 interceptions. But the Cowboys still ripped the hearts out of the Bills and their fans by winning on the final play of the game. It was fabulous theater, from Dick Geron's last second timeout to Jerry Jones' rapture after the re-kick. But upon reflection, Mike, should the Cowboys be thrilled or concerned?
Both. Anytime you can win a game in the NFL like that, you should be thrilled. And also concerned, because now the coaches can go and say, look at the film, boys. We got some problems here on tape. But let me say this. It was great theater. Great theater, okay?
Yeah.
It was sloppily played. It was badly played. It wasn't. There were so many mistakes in that game. It was unbelievable, starting with Romo, who I know you adore. But you cannot continue to throw pick after pick after pick. There's the concern. So thrilled.
Well, you would
and
know
concerned.
That because of Rex Grossman. And the difference in this particular game,
he's a better quarterback
and the comparisons
than Rex Grossman
that are made to Brett Favre, there are many games in Brett Favre's resume in which he's thrown 3 and 4 picks and won the game. Tony Romo got his team in position to win late through 2 good passes to set up a
they
long field goal.
They got him in position. His defense saved his butt.
He did not gas out there. He was very good. Here's the concern for the Cowboys. Everybody they have beaten this year has a cumulative record of 6-19.
Yeah.
So that is the concern. But as you say, when you keep winning, when you win on the road, when you win in an atmosphere that you would never expect, that Buffalo fans jacked up a team that was dead last in defense,
next to last
in offense.
Yeah.
What do they have
They've
to do?
Lost 3 heart
What
races.
Do they have to do to win a game?
Well, you have to keep somebody out.
Wow.
Let's go back to Romo. And Romo,
here's
what I liked about Romo. He was accountable after the game.
Yes,
okay?
He was. Said I was
he
terrible.
Said it was me. Because he knows his team bailed him out. He was terrible last night, and he can't keep being terrible. I don't suspect he will be terrible. I suspect he will write
if
himself.
If Romo today put on a Bears hat, would you be happy?
No. I'd be ecstatic.
Okay. So there you go.
But that's not good. He's not walking in that door.
Neither
is Sid Luck.